This is a podcast from ABC Overnights.
His name's Tim Freed. He's a venom expert that has been self-administering snake venom over the past two decades. So it's a very good morning to Tim. It's a pretty incredible thing you do. And how many times exactly have you been bitten by snakes?
About 200.
200. That's a lot of snake bites, mate.
Well, half of those are mambas from Africa. Okay. I focused on mambas for a lot of years just because they're so dangerous.
All right, okay. So only
and the rest are taipans, cobras, rattlesnakes, crates.
Yeah, have you ever been bitten by any snakes, Australian snakes?
A PNG taipan. I started with coastal taipan, dry venom.
Right.
And then I bounced over to pure venom on PNG taipans.
All right. Now, we should explain to people exactly why you're doing this, Tim. Tim is purposely getting bitten because they're trying to develop anti-venom from Tim's blood, and this is the way they can generate it. It's much better if it's a human that they're doing this with rather than an animal. So Tim has volunteered, basically, to get bitten by snakes for our own greater good, and what they're trying to do is trying to develop a universal anti-venom so that it will work across all snake bites. At the moment, they don't have such a thing, which is going to be a wonderful thing because I didn't believe this, Tim. I could not believe, when I looked it up, how many people worldwide die from snake bites each year.
125,000, 5 million people are bitten, and over 400,000 people lose fingers, hands, arms from amputation.
This is every year.
Every year.
Every year, over 100,000 people are getting bitten by snakes. Now, dying. This is actually getting killed by being bitten by a snake. There are over 2 million are envenomed by snakes, I believe, Tim.
5 million.
5 million, is it? So that's 5 million have been bitten. Okay. So this obviously is a huge number. Now, one thing that amazes me, Tim, is that in Australia we've got a lot of the deadliest snake species in the world, but our death rate is very low here. We only have a couple, I think, each year that die from snake bite, which is pretty – we're doing very well considering how poisonous our snakes are. But this is obviously because anti-venom in this country is widely available, whereas I'm assuming these stats are coming from most of the poorer countries where they don't have such great programs that provide this sort of thing.
Yeah, Australia has the best, you know, hospitals, doctors, and CSL, the people that make the anti-venom. It's really high-end quality. So even though Australia is pretty, it's all a lapids, but their protocols are good, their antivenom's good, their doctors are good. And when you put all that together, you can save a lot of lives. But like you mentioned, there's a lot of places around the world that don't have that.
Yeah.
So either they don't have the antivenom or they're making antivenom in a different area of the country and it's not going to work in that particular area. Because of venom variation.
Yeah, venom variation. So this is the thing. You need, if you've been bit by a snake, you need to know sort of what snake it is so they can administer the proper anti-venom. And what they're trying to develop here through Tim is a universal anti-venom that will pretty much work across all snake bites. Now, you're pretty close to doing that, aren't you? I think you've got 13 of the most deadly snake bites that this new venom anti-venom will work on, but we've still got a few to go.
Yeah, we're halfway through the project. If you think about it this way, the project is Viperidae, which is pit vipers and vipers.
Right.
The other half of the project, which starts in the Eastern Hemisphere from Africa to Australia, are Elapidae, crates, everything in Australia, mambas, cobras.
Yep.
So it's kind of a two-fold project how we have to break it up.
And two different... Some of these anti-venoms you're developing are actually going to be effective on things like the Eastern Brown and Tiger Snake, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, that's the whole thing. Like I said, venom variation is the problem that we have with anti-venom.
Yep.
Because you can take, like, Russell's Viper in India, 100,000 people a year die, break it down, or Asia, and then in India, 50,000 people a year die by the big four.
Gee.
And the problem with that is you could take, like, Russell's Viper, one of the biggest killers. There's six different regions where they exist, and their venom's different in all those regions, which means antivenom in one region might not work in another.
So, look, just run us through your day, Tim. How many times a day would you get bitten by one of your snakes?
Well, it depended. If I filmed something, I'd kind of plan that, or if people came over and watched it, I'd plan that. And I call it saddle time. The more I did it, the better I got at it. I know it sounds like a crazy figure, but I became more comfortable living with that all the time versus just getting bit once. It became a part of my life.
Are you getting paid for this?
I do now, yes.
You do, yeah, okay. Thank goodness for that.
My blood pays the bills.
Well, okay. I'm glad about that because you're putting yourself through a fair bit there if you were just doing it on a voluntary basis. So yeah. You must have at the start, now you've built up a bit of an immunity to some of these things, and that's basically what's going on in your body, almost like a human guinea pig building up your immune system against these venoms. You must have at the start felt quite nauseous. I mean, you must have really been feeling the symptoms of being bitten by a snake. So we've got to be hard work, Tim.
Yeah. I've been flatline, ICU, in a coma. I've had anaphylactic shock 12 times. So when I first started to do it, I was exposing myself to something that's very, very dangerous. And my body had to get used to it.
Yep.
And through time, the more I got used to it, the more I could kind of blow it off. But it depends. It depends on the snake. There's a difference between a black mamba bite versus a rattlesnake bite versus a cobra bite.
Sure.
They're completely different. They all can kill you, but a lot of them are very necrotic.
Look, there's a lot of, in fact, just about everyone in the world is not going to have the experience of bitten by those three snakes. So it's something you got unique to your life, Tim.
But it's neat. My body doesn't discriminate toward a very venomous snake like taipans, the most venomous snake in the world, LD50.025, inland taipan. And when I did the taipans, it didn't feel like the most venomous snake, just like when I did all the mambas, just like when I did cobras. So it really doesn't matter because I'm going to create those antibodies in my system, and they're going to neutralize those venom fractions without discrimination.
Did you have a bit of a thing for snakes before you started doing this?
Well, I live in Wisconsin, and we only have 23 species of snakes, and only two are venomous. So everything that I worked with, I had to ship in, because I'm not in Africa or Asia.
But
or
have you got a snake fascination?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. I've seen your videos. Your house is full of snake cages and stuff.
Yeah, I love them. I just think they're neat. Mainly for evolutionary purposes and the reason they're here.
No,
I looked at it just as a puzzle. Like people die from snake bite, and how am I going to figure that out?
Does it affect your social life at all, Tim?
Not really. I don't really hang around too many people. I do, but it was tough on my family at first, my kids and my ex-wife.
I bet.
It was. So, and no offense to them, I totally get it.
Yeah, me too. It's what the hell's dad doing getting bitten by snakes?
Exactly. Yeah. And there was a lot of that. And kind of got into my head too, to where do I quit doing it? Is it worth it? Do I go back to a factory? Am I doing something I'm never going to see the end of?
We got a lot to thank you for, Tim. I mean, like I said, the snake deaths in Australia, it's only two people around, about 2.5 people a year, I think. But we lose a lot of dogs to snake bite. And one of the things here is a dog can't tell you exactly what sort of snake it's been bitten by. So if we've got a universal anti-venom, then vets are going to be able to administer that to dogs and they're going to be able to fix them all. They don't need to know what sort of snake it's been bitten by. So I reckon you're going to save a lot of canines there, Tim. Now, I believe you're going to actually be testing this on Australian dogs at some point, aren't you?
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. When we went to Venom Week, we met some wonderful vets in Australia. And we want to start in Australia with cats, dogs, you name it, because it's a larger animal. We're going to get better data, better results. Yep. And then we can take it at that point to humans and FDA 1, 2, and 3 phases. And it's not just Australia with animals. It's all over the world with animals.
Sure.
So it's not just humans. It's also cats, dogs, cattle, et cetera.
But that's
an amazing thing.
The statistic of 135,000 people a year in the world die from snake bite, that's just beyond imagination. I could not have believed the number was that high. So think about the sort of saving of lives that you're going to be doing on that level alone. That's an incredible thing you're doing there, Tim.
Yeah, really, when you think about it, over 300 people a day die from snake bites. So after I'm done talking to you, we're going to have a couple people that died from snake bite, and I'm sitting here talking about the cure. And that's just the truth. So those numbers stick in my head, and they never leave. And
yeah, well, it would, because they're the people you're helping, mate. That's, in many years, maybe there won't be three people dying every
year. I hope so, and that's the goal, to where I can have a kid walk up to me anywhere in the world and say, hey, thanks.
Someone wants to know here by text, do you get paid a lot?
I can't talk about that, but I'm okay.
Look, we're asking listeners this morning, Tim, about things that are on their not-to-do list, their reverse bucket list, things that they're never going to do in life. We're about to talk to a bloke who fell off his mountain bike while riding down an active volcano.
You
200 snake bites, I mean, you must be pretty resilient, pretty tough unit. Is there anything you won't do, Tim?
I was going to say some stuff. I got to be careful.
yeah, be good.
Well, one of the things I'm going to do is not ride my bike next to a volcano because there's no immunity for that.
I'll pass that on to my next guest.
I'm not going to get by a shark because there's no immunity. I'm not going to get by a tiger because there's no immunity. There is immunity with venomous snakes, and I proved that.
Yeah, you have indeed. And look, you're doing an amazing job, and we've got a lot to thank you for with so many venomous snakes in this country, mate. So keep up the great work, and, you know, you're doing something for all of us. So appreciate it very much, Tim.
Awesome. I hope so. Appreciate it.
And look, anybody who wants to check out Tim's action, watch him getting bitten by snakes and see how he handles it, we can do that just by, what do we need to type into a search engine to find that, Tim?
Yeah, just, I don't have a website. If you just go on YouTube, those are not all of my bites, but the worst bites, like Black Mamba, Taipan back-to-back, things of that nature, regular Black Mamba bites, etc. That's the best way to do it. But I don't have a website, so.
Someone wants to know if the reason it's an ex-wife that you referred to is because of the snakes.
Yeah, it was. It caused some problems, but it's fine now. We talk and laugh about it, and it's all cool.
Great talking to you, Tim. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks. Tim Freed there, venom expert that's been self-administering snake venom by getting bitten by hundreds of snakes over the past two decades. Getting bitten by a snake, something that's on my not-to-do list. Thank you.